Hello.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Mm-hmm. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda, and how can I assist?
Okay. Well, the girl I was talking to before wasn't much help, so I'm hoping that I can escalate this up and I can get a better answer from you.
Okay.
Last week, I was scheduled to have some ovens delivered to my home. They called me on Monday to tell me my delivery time was 1 to 3. At about 3:30, I was 12 to 2. At about 2:30, quarter of 3, somewhere in that vicinity, I get a phone call that they weren't coming. No other explanation. My daughter immediately accelerated this and went down to Best Buy because we couldn't get through to the store. And that's when we found out Best Buy doesn't take phone calls anymore. And the guy down there helped us out and found out the ovens never made it onto the truck. They never were in the warehouse, that I never should have had a call from you people saying that they were going to be delivered the following day. They weren't even available for pickup.
Right. So we show up same day to load up, and Best Buy does not let us know until that day if the product's available or not. So they blow a bunch of smoke at you right there. We don't ever have product on us unless we are actively going to install it. So when our guys got there, we do the courtesy, in case Best Buy hasn't called, of letting you know that we're not coming out, but they should let you know also that it's due to the item not being available from Best Buy.
Well, the man we talked to at Best Buy, we talked to everybody, and my daughter stood right there while he made phone calls. He was assured that the items would be available in the warehouse today for pickup to be delivered to me, because I did not get them last week as they were promised when I bought them and paid for them.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm showing that you have a ticket for today from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, the girl I talked to before couldn't assure me of anything. She says, well, I don't know if you're even going to get them or not, because we don't know if they're on the truck. You were scheduled for the afternoon, so they've already had their pickup for the morning, and they're going to have to come back and load up for the afternoon. And my question was very simple. I says, well, I'm getting ovens, and they usually take a couple of hours to pull out the old ones, install the new ones, make sure they're working and everything else like that. And that's when she kind of stopped me, didn't interrupt me, but just stopped me and said, not everything takes 2 or 3 hours, and lots of times we just have drop-offs. I said, I understand that, but I'm asking, what do you do in a case of if you have several items this morning that are going to be time-intensive, and what's going to happen to my item this afternoon? I have to call back before 12 o'clock to find out. Well, I never get through to you people. I have to wait for a call back. It usually takes me half hour to an hour to get through to anybody or get a call back.
Yes, ma'am. About half of our team is down with COVID right now and quarantined.
I'm sorry, say that again?
About half of our customer service team is down from quarantining right now. I do apologize.
So everybody's working from home. Nobody's working from...
Even those that are working from home that are sick are not able to talk on the phone if they can't speak because they have a terrible cold.
Right.
Now, I can get this escalated to corporate customer care and the service provider themselves and see if they can provide you with more information, because the way I'm showing it is they should have picked up. Let me just make sure I have the correct order. Can you verify? You did verify that. Give me just a moment. I'm showing that as far as the afternoon stops go. Let's see. I'm sorry, this route, I'm just trying to take a look here. All right, so you would be like the third route of the afternoon stops, the third stop there. And there's less than 3 miles between you and all the stops ahead.
Well, I understand that. It's not the driving time from A to B. It's the length of time you take to drop off the item, install it if it needs to be installed, and so on and so forth, and what's
right.
going to happen if the items before me are labor-intensive like mine is going to be. Where do I fall in this situation? I've already been screwed over once last week, and my simple question was, if I don't get delivered today, do I get put on the list automatically for first thing tomorrow?
No, ma'am. If your items went out on a truck today and they didn't get delivered, our service provider should let us know so that we can reach out to Best Buy. But that would require communication with the service provider. That's what I'm trying to do right now, is get a message over to them asking them to confirm, A, is this route running on time? Is there anything that you need to be aware of regarding this delivery installation.
I just don't get it. It's obvious, like, it seems to me the delivery people and Best Buy are not communicating.
That and
it's
Best
like,
Buy have...
It's got a, you got a piece of paper, but that's it. Nobody's communicating whether the item is in stock. Now, when I bought it and paid for it, the man told me that it was in stock in their warehouse.
Yes.
And I could have it last week.
And Best Buy has a terrible habit of selling other people's appliances to other people if they're showing in stock in the system.
And he showed it was in stock. And then when last week came, your company said the item was never in the warehouse to be picked up, and that's why they didn't come to me.
They didn't say it wasn't in the warehouse. What they do is called staging. So when our guys pull up, all the products for that route should be staged for them in one area. Like,
okay,
this,
so
they don't go pick the item from the warehouse. Best Buy is responsible for picking everything to be delivered and installed that day and having it ready by 7 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, the way you just explained it is not the way it got explained to us last week. The way it got to explain to us last week by the person my daughter talked to was that when they went to the warehouse to get it, it wasn't even there. So that's why they didn't deliver anything to us. And that's why she went down to Best Buy.
And that could have been the case?
In person to talk to them in person.
I just wanted to make sure that there was that clarification there that we don't know if it's in the warehouse. We only know what's been staged for us when we show up. It is Best Buy's responsibility. Also, if it's a product issue, to contact you guys and let you know that it's not available because we have no stock information. We only know what we're supposed to pick up and install.
So they can say whatever they want, and I'm stuck being screwed because they're telling me it's in the warehouse and I didn't get it last week, and I don't know if I'm getting it this week because we don't know until you get there whether it's there or not. I don't understand how you guys don't have better communication than that.
I wish Best Buy would communicate better with us because it would save us a lot of wasted gas and a lot of upset customers.
So
I'm
I don't
happy to reach out to them
this.
On my end and see if they can tell me anything about the status of your item.
I would appreciate it, Rebecca, very, very much if you could somehow reach out on your end because I'm not getting anywhere.
Yes, ma'am.
And my daughter, she works from home on the computer, and she doesn't get off till 5:30. So that's the earliest she can go down to Best Buy. If she had the opportunity right now to go down,
oh, I'm not able to contact the
out.
Store.
Oh, no, I know. We can't either. We found out last week when she went down there that nobody gets through to the store anymore. You can't. You get put through to a call center, and then they say they're going to connect you with somebody, and then they hang up on you. I tried 5 times. I did everything I did the right way, pushed all the right buttons, and it said, do you have your item yet? And I answered no. And it said, are you buying this item new? And I said, yes. I pushed the right button. Beep, beep. Get disconnected. Didn't get transferred to anybody. Drove me insane. I'm mobility challenged. I can't go anywhere without a help from somebody else. So I have to depend on other people to do stuff for me that I used to be able to do on my own. And so she had to go down there after work and find out all this stuff. And the guy she talked to down there, I think his name was John, he's the one who explained to her, you can't go through to the store anymore. They don't do it on the phone. And he said he was going to stay on top of it, but we haven't heard from him since.
Right.
And I was hoping that I would hear from him today to say that he was on top of it. It was in the warehouse, wherever it was supposed to go to be picked up or whatever. And I've heard nothing. So that's why we called you this morning. I expected you guys to tell me that you had it because that's how we had it explained, that it would get on the truck this morning and be picked up, and then our delivery time would be in the afternoon because there would be other stuff ahead of us. But that's not how the girl earlier explained it to me.
Well, bear with me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to Best Buy and see if they can confirm that that product's on a truck. We can't. We can see that it's in an open status, but we usually it would be closed out by this time of day if the product wasn't available. So that's a good sign. So,
right, because it's almost 10 o'clock in the morning, so
right.
I agree with you. It should be, you know, hey, it's here, come get it. Whatever time you're going to come get it, it's here.
So bear with me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to Best Buy's Department of Delivery and have them pull up your order and see if they can confirm that product availability for me.
Okay, number one, good luck getting through, and if we get disconnected, can you please call me back?
I will call you back, but please try to hang on the line.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to hang on the line.
Okay, I'll be back with you as soon as possible. I promise you these DOD reps take a long time, too. That's
okay,
another reason
you.
For this hold. I'll be right back with you.
All right, thank you.